Happy Friday, everybody. It's the Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1. I'm Rachel Zimmerman. Normally, I produce the show. Today, I'm hosting with Andrew running the board flawlessly. Tony's here doing news flawlessly.
Oh.
Mark Close, Mr. Lord. Perfect is here.
Thank you.
And we've got Jill Devine.
Special guest.
Yeah, why is Jill guest?
Well, you know, it was just going to be us, but Jill had a run-in with Mark that I thought she might want to share with our listening audience.
I got Mark Close.
I'm really looking forward to this. Closed.
So you know that the Mark I'm used to is the sweet, caring Mark.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
One we always hear about on Twitter that... Gosh, you guys pick on Mark so much.
Oh, he's so sweet.
You give Mark such a hard time.
Absolutely.
God, you don't even let him talk. You're so mean to him for no reason. What happened, Jill?
I listen and I hear those things. I'm like, those people are right until today.
Thank you.
Oh, everything changed.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Okay, so here's the story. My friend Trish, who you all know, who comes on here a lot, I have a client, Schnooks. We do a lot of things with Schnooks. We do a lot of videos. They're great. Zach in particular, who we work with, great. So we did a video shoot last night. And Zach was saying, oh, it's so great. I listen to the Dave Glover Show a lot. And it's so fun to hear you and Trish on there. And I'm like, yeah, they're great. We have fun with them. He said, yeah, they're awesome. Okay, we leave it at that. Today, Zach surprises Trish and me. And he comes in and it's National Watermelon Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
Happy National Watermelon Day. So he brings us a big container. You can see.
Yeah, it's this plastic container of watermelon like you can buy at Schnooks.
Mm-hmm. It's their Schnooks shortcuts. It's already cut up. And I will post this on Twitter just so. Okay. So he says, I also brought one was for Trish and me. He said, I also brought one for the DGS.
Very sweet.
And he wrote a note. On the piece of paper, he said last week, was it last week or earlier this week?
That we were talking about produce and watermelons. I don't know. We talk about that
stuff all the time.
So
Bing cherries
said,
is my corner.
He specifically heard.
No.
Yes, it was in Close's corner. Yeah.
Right.
So he says he hears that and he wants to give them some watermelon. And we're like, yeah, they're going to love it. So Trish texts Rachel, says, hey, we've got this in the front fridge for you. I email Rachel. I said, we want to do a picture. You know, we want to put this out there. Mm-hmm. Rachel says, okay, we'll get it happened. So she comes and gets me and Trish with Mark, and I bring out the watermelon, and Mark says, that's it? That's what they gave us?
Look how silent. He's not even looking up. He won't look at anybody.
Everybody get it out of your system. I will respond.
Okay. What do you mean?
He said from an optics point of view, you would think they would have brought us a whole watermelon or something like that.
Yeah.
Optics.
And then I said, oh, so then we could cut it up? This is already cut up. It's amazing.
It's delicious. I've been eating it this whole
ready
time.
To eat.
And so then, Rachel, I don't know what happened next.
He just kept going. He just kept talking about how that's it.
I can't believe this.
I guess if you're going to bring me a watermelon, you want me to talk about you on the air? You could have brought me something better than this.
So I say, they brought it for you as a gift. They don't want you to talk about it.
Yeah.
They just brought it to you as a gift, and I want to take the picture. They don't want to take the picture. I want to take the picture. Well, if you would have told me that in the first place.
Can I just also, the note is lovely.
Because Zach is amazing.
It broke my heart because I didn't read the note. I glanced into the fridge, saw it. Oh, cool. We'll eat that during the show. Now I'm looking at the note. I'll just read what he wrote to Dave because he wrote everybody individual messages.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, 2002, home from college, waiting for my CD player to be installed at Circuit City. Heard you on the radio for the first time, then went to Borders next door and you were broadcasting live. I've gotten it ever since. Thanks for just being you and doing what you do.
Oh.
This lovely note with a gift.
You are never allowed to make fun of me or get mad at me when I do things like that ever again.
I'd like to hear you plead your case because did I not get Mark closed?
You
did
got closed hard. First of all, Mark didn't know what to do because at one point, Trish, Jill, and I were all yelling at him. And he's just like slowly backing away.
Has Mark given any of you money to give to Zach?
No.
For the gift?
Wow, Tony, that's a great point. That's Tony's money. That's Tony's money. $7.
That's Tony's money.
That's his money.
Tony would like to give that to
Zach.
That's
his money. That's, I gave him that money for the...
All right, fine.
And Zach,
because the last time I was given a food gift, I was...
He was expected to pay for it.
I was expected to pay for
buy
it.
Buy one, Mark Close.
I'm still waiting.
And Zach,
it's right there!
Here it is. And Zach knew that you love Diet Coke. I mean, it's not like he doesn't listen and doesn't know. And you, he was just giving you
a gonna
gift.
Are you going to pay Zach for that watermelon?
Are we ready for my response?
I would love to hear your response.
Okay.
I was going to keep tweeting, but I can't. I got to focus on you.
My response is, you set this up incorrect. Jill.
Jill was the reason that you were a jerk.
When
I'm
we
just
talked about
at you, Rachel, because I don't even know what to do right
when
now.
When we talked about watermelon,
that's right.
I thought
let him let Jill have it. The nice guy. Go ahead.
I thought
Karen to Jill Devine.
That
tell her what a bad person she is.
This was a promotion from Schnucks about Watermelon Day. It's not. It's a private gift from Zach.
I can almost guarantee you she did not say it was a promotion from Schnucks.
Never did.
She said we got watermelon from Schnucks. It's National Watermelon Day, and I want to take a picture.
Yeah.
And I said, why wouldn't they send an entire watermelon? It would make for a better optic.
You sound
it would
just
make
like
a better picture.
Glover and the Enterprise cookie. That's what you sound like right now.
Does Enterprise cookie, and do you guys remember the two people who did not get one in this entire building?
You and Trish.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's understandable. So, what I'm saying is...
Now you get to see what we deal with every day.
Every day.
I'm watching her break down from this, and I'm seeing myself 2 years ago.
Yeah, no.
I've been through it, babe.
You should see Jill's face. It happens to all of us. She can't believe it.
This is who he really is. This is who he really is.
And listen, every one of you out there that's like, oh, Mark is so... You guys are so mean. You pick on him so much. Oh, the... It will happen to you. What's happening to Jill will happen to you one day, and it will destroy
you. I'll get to you sooner or later.
It might be months down the road.
But I will break.
How long have you guys been here?
I will get to every single listener out there and destroy you.
It will break your heart.
You have no excuse.
That's your full defense is Jill explained it wrong.
This is a gift from Zach.
Which is even better.
This is not, this has nothing
which is
to
even
do.
Better. His excuse is... Jill's a bad person.
Yes, she controlled
that's
you.
No,
she made
no,
you.
That's no,
great.
I didn't say
do
she was
you
a bad person.
Show gifts on social media
she,
like Christmas gifts,
up.
Birthday
no,
gifts.
No, I would absolutely do this.
Her his defense is Jill screwed things up.
It was not presented
perfect.
To me in the way
that makes you
in
sound better.
What a nice guy. Yep.
Presented? How would you want it presented to you?
You would have said, Zach is a listener that loves us and brought us some watermelon.
Yeah, but he works for Schnucks.
It's
she
nothing,
works
that's
with
got nothing,
Schnucks.
That's got nothing
that's
to do with
that's the connection that anyone would logically
Zach,
bring
went,
into the
Zach
situation.
Went above and beyond to give us a gift. And that's very lovely. I like that.
Your friend Jill Devine hands you watermelon and asks you to take a picture.
First of
that's
all...
That's all that... There's nothing more to it
amen.
Than that.
Amen. Preach
there's
on,
nothing
Tony.
More
Preach
to
on.
It than that.
First of
nobody
all...
Nobody needed to hear your story about optics and you MFers don't know anything about live performances.
You know...
I'm the smartest guy in the room. Nobody needed any of it. You should have just held the watermelon and taken the picture and smiled and said, thank you.
Yeah. All right. How's this for the most polite man in the
all
world?
Right. Can
you
I,
were given a gift and you complained.
Andy ate my watermelon, not his.
Right. He's never
worse.
Not gotten a gift and complained. Every gift he's ever received, he's complained about.
Can I respond now?
No.
Yeah.
Right. What's your second response?
Okay. Friend. Is a little bit of a stretch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Jill, I am sorry. I'm sorry. He's embarrassing me right now.
Rachel, like, I was thinking on my maternity leave, there are things I need to give Mark. Like, I've already started in my head the things I need to give Mark so that he won't miss me when I'm on maternity leave.
This is what he does. He makes you fall in love with him, and then he slowly reveals himself to be a monster.
Steven on Twitter just created the hashtag watermelon. Melon bully.
That is true.
You were kind of thinking about Mark for the baby's name, weren't you?
No,
come on,
it's a girl.
No. Marquetta.
Not that there's
Marquetta?
Wrong with
Marquette.
Marquette. No. No, not now. Ever.
Not anymore.
I don't feel bad, except for Zach.
Of course you don't. You've
except
never
for,
felt bad. You've never felt bad about anything in your life. You say you have zero regrets, and the reason you have zero regrets is because you do all these mean, terrible things and feel nothing about it.
Never admitted a mistake.
If it was presented to me in the correct way,
Zach should be mad
so,
at you
so
right
wait,
now.
Wait, Zach, you feel bad for Zach, not for your reaction, but because Jill presented
correct.
It to you wrong. That's why you feel bad for Zach?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Right.
Oh, I don't. I want to kick him out and have you say the rest of the show, Jill.
I don't know what to say. I really don't. Is this how you guys end?
This is how every day goes.
This is our lives.
This is why he's maddening. This is why he's maddening.
No.
We have a great job, and if you ever see any of us not smiling, that is why. It's because he has just done some nightmarish, monstrous thing to us, and we're just supposed to still come in here and hang out with him. Like, he's not that person.
Listen, I was already there, but what crystallized it for me is after bringing him the Salt Lick stuff, the deer cane, sodas, other things. The one time he brings me a sandwich, he sits on it for 2 weeks and brings it up in a completely different conversation.
Underhanded.
And says, oh, and you never paid me for that sandwich I brought
you. Okay, well, now I'm confused because Mark has brought me a gift.
Well, you owe him money.
Yeah, you owe him.
He's going to probably bring that up in the next segment or so, but you owe him money.
I wait for the next pay period. Figured if you got a couple of bucks, you could throw it my way. I don't get greedy. I'm not asking for it right away.
Yeah, he's not asking for much.
Now, if it's past 60 or 90 days, there's going to be some problems.
Yeah, you got to have interest. There's going to be interest coming into play here.
There'll be a knock on your door from a collection.
If anybody gives me anything, I will pay them for it. Always. Every time.
He really will.
Except for somebody who I thought there was an understanding with, and for somebody who I have given multiple things to and never thought or asked to be reimbursed for.
But gifts are gifts.
Never occurred to me to ask for money for these things. I thought we were in a different zone.
Apparently
and we
not.
Weren't. And we weren't.
The crazy thing is, Susie on Twitter just asked if Close was a gaslighter. The answer is 100% yes.
Oh, yes.
So he gives Tony the gift of a sandwich, gets mad at Tony for not paying him. Half of Twitter was defending Close.
Yeah, half of Twitter was
he manipulates people to be on his side.
All the time. All the time. All the time. There's
don't
people
come at her like
there's
that.
People listening right now. People listening right now going, oh, Mark's just pulling everybody's leg.
And they hate he's me got, now.
He's pulled,
yeah.
He's
like,
pulled
Jill's
the,
so rude.
He's pulled the wool over all your eyes. He's playing you like carp. Which
you're
is,
right.
Which
Jill
is,
did
which is
explain
a thing
it
that
wrong.
He made up, which is a saying that he created.
That you're all using.
Carped you. Which
you're right. It has caught on.
Yeah, it has caught on. Thank you.
Man.
Zach, thank you very much
so
for your kindness.
I will say it's delicious
so
watermelon.
It's some of the best watermelon I've had all season.
No.
It's amazing.
You're not allowed to say
don't
that.
Don't start sucking up to a client
If I had a
now.
Whole watermelon, I'd really be happy.
Don't start sucking up to a client now.
Herschel on Twitter says, Close is the real life George Costanza. I told you guys I started watching the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I love Larry David. I love the whole show. But now that I work with Mark, it was like going home and watching Mark on TV. And I had to turn it off.
I mean, I'm trying to tweet this picture out. I'm just so confused.
Brian on Twitter says, why does Close keep saying presentation? It's a watermelon, not a PowerPoint.
Good point.
Okay, so you said I should do hashtag watermelon bully.
Watermelon bully.
It's going to catch on. I'm a watermelon bully. It was delicious, though.
It is really good.
It's very good watermelon.
It.
Thank you, Zach.
It's very sweet, Zach.
Yep.
Tony and Andrew and Jill and I really appreciate you. Mark is just trying to make himself look better, but we really, really...
And then he'll end this segment with something like, well, the important thing is we support a great St. Louis company like Schnucks.
Here's how he's going to phrase this.
A lot of St. Louis people raise a lot of money for the city.
Here's how he's going to
phrase it. How are you going to argue with that? Half the people listening are going to go, yeah, Mark is right. How could you be mad about that?
We will tell Dave about this on Monday, and Mark will frame it as... I didn't say anything about Zach. Zach's a great man. I was talking about Jill. Jill's the one who didn't do it right.
Jill's the one who messed up.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm going to lose the client because they're like, oh, Mark's
no.
so great.
No.
And I'm
like, I am, no. Jill. I am available. I don't have a grocery store. If you want to give me a call.
I tweeted it. It's out. And Rachel and Tony, you guys are on it.
What's your Twitter handle?
@ Jill Devine Radio, DEVINE.
Go follow Jill, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep listening to me. Don't.
So how do you feel now that he smashed your heart into a million pieces and ruined your trust?
I don't know. I really did have maternity gifts ready for you. I think I have to rethink
them. If you want some advice from me, just don't let yourself give him the maternity gifts. Because later, you'll think about it and you're like, it's not that bad. He was just kidding. I just spit watermelon everywhere.
Well, it's fine.
But it is that bad. He's not kidding, and he's not going to appreciate your maternity gifts.
And I'm not giving you my maternity gifts.
He can't keep getting away with this.
This man must stop immediately.
This man must be stopped.
And then if I do the maternity gifts, you guys are going to all go, I told you so, Jill. Mm-hmm. So I got to think about this.
Thanks, Zach.
All right. Yes, thank you, Jill. Zach. That was a great way to start the show. We'll be back. Thank you, Jill.